Podcast. My name's Stevie Rowe, editor of roadracingnews.co.uk, and as always I'm joined by my dad, Steve Rowe.
Hi everybody.
Well, first and foremost, I hope you're all keeping safe and enjoying the good weather we've got at present. It would have been this week, the start of race week at the Northwest 200.
Yeah.
And so because of that, we thought we'd chat our thoughts on the Great Race in Northern Ireland, which was first established until 1929, 90th anniversary last year. And since 1964, the Coleraine and District Motor Club Limited have organised the event. So 55 years plus they have. And obviously in recent times, we've got to mention Alistair Seely's feats, haven't we? 24 times winner.
Yeah, the wee man. Yeah, he's... you can't take it away from him. It's always been on the big bikes as well.
The 600s.
Yeah. He's got like a split divide of followers, hasn't he? Because yeah, I think that was it was a bit of a coming together with William, wasn't they, years ago? Yeah. Anyway, we won't go down that road. But you've got to take your hat off to him. Of course, he's top rider in British Superbikes as well, isn't he?
Yeah, former British Superstock champion.
Yeah.
British Superstock champion, BSB race winner.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all right. He's Alistair, actually.
Oh, yeah, top man. You know, great ambassador for road racing, in my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people will agree. But alongside Alistair Seely, others who excelled in recent times. I mean, Michael Rutter, 14 time, and obviously his dad won 9 Northwest 200s. Obviously, Michael Dunlop. I mentioned William before. William Dunlop, Conor Cummins, James Hillier, finally. Took a Northwest 200 win last year in the Superstock race.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was pleased with that, wasn't he?
And we should mention regards last year's Northwest 200, the achievement of Richard Cooper gaining the podium on his debut.
Yeah, well, he's another wee man, isn't he?
Nicknamed the Mini Cooper.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of talk. If he becomes successful at the Northwest, which he is, will he do the TT?
We don't know.
But we did ask him, didn't we, at the Isle of Man.
He has competed, obviously, on another roads course in New Zealand at Whanganui.
Yeah.
And won on his debut there, we should point out.
He did, yeah.
Second successive feature race winner in at Whanganui, the Cemetery Circuit races, after Peter Rippon, so successive British winners.
Yeah.
New Zealand at the Boxing Day base meeting. Back to the Northwest, well, I think we've got to mention as well Glen Irwin. I mean, 4 successive Superbike wins.
Yeah, you can see he comes from another famous family.
His dad, Racer Alan.
Yeah, I remember his dad racing, and his brothers are road racers now, aren't they? And he was going to make his TT debut this year, but
he will be making it next year.
He'll be making it next year, but he's just gifted, isn't he?
Oh, God knows.
I believe you've got to be gifted to be able to do it anyhow. So, like all road racers, but he's special. But he's obviously inherited it off his father, which is good.
And others do it so in recent times. Obviously, Bruce Anstey, legend. Steve Player, 8-time winner. Was already mentioned. Oh, Martin Jessup, twice winner.
Oh yeah,
and obviously
the jester,
and obviously from our neck of the woods, close to our neck of the woods, a little bit great. James Cowton won in 2018.
He did, yeah, that was good. That was jumping up and down when he won that.
Oh yes, yeah,
yeah, James.
And also from Yorkshire, we've seen Joe Thompson.
Yeah,
go well. Stuart Easton was runner up at the Northwest. See Jamie Hamilton do well. Obviously from years gone by, we've seen loads of John McGuinness, obviously, 6-time winner. Steve Cole, 6-time winner.
Yeah, Steve Cole, he was a top racer till he had his accident at Scarborough.
And obviously from years gone by as well, Bob McIntyre and Philip McCallan.
Yeah.
And Ian Simpson, Ian Duffus, Jim Moon, I mean, it was, we could continue, we'd go on and on.
On, yeah.
And I don't know if Jack and Mike Costini competed in the Northwest 200. Mike Elwood has won at the Northwest.
Yeah.
But it's an event that year in, year out attracts the creme de la creme of the international road racing.
Because it's had controversy since 2010, is it?
Well, he had a, I think a chicane put in, I can't remember where, but obviously Guy Martin made some interesting comments, obviously his own opinion, after a qualifying lap, I believe. And that obviously divided opinion, and I remember at the time thinking it was purely simply because Sky's opinion, and I didn't really get a lot of the grief he was.
Well, I think that was that was media stirring up the hornet's nest, as they do. But as a speaking as a fan, when that all happened, I sort of agreed with Guy, because I thought, I always remember Guy who was in an interview once, and he said, if it was that easy, everybody'd be doing it, and he's right. And all the competitors that are riders, racers that are doing it, it's their opinion. And his opinion was, you've spotted putting the chicanes in, and I can't argue with that. But the people who put on the organisers, they say it's for safety. Well, and I get that as well.
Yeah.
But I do agree with what he's saying, or what he said. But that was all blown right up out of all proportion.
It was.
I mean, why didn't they just go down and interview some of the other riders and see what their opinion was? But because Guy said that, and then they had to go and interview him at the beginning of the race and say that self-same thing to him, and you could see the expression on Guy's face, and I thought, yeah, I know what you're thinking, Guy. And I had to agree with him. There's a time and a place to say all these things, because he said that about the chicanes, he was made into a bloody a villain or something, wasn't he?
But it was
by certain people, wasn't he? And I'm thinking, what's wrong with that? His opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You might not agree with it. You might not think it's right. You might think it's a load of garbage.
But we're supposed to live in a free democratic world, aren't we?
Supposed to. And, well, see, I think speaking of North West, obviously we've got to mention Joey and Robert Dunlop. Between 29 wins and, obviously, you know, both sort of masters of the triangle course.
Oh, with no, there's no doubt about it, is he? I mean, obviously there's people out there, certain journalists, and who was with them right through the racing career, I Leslie, there's Stephen, there's Gavin, Bailon, other great journalists, John Bright, who knew all the ins and outs and all the facts and figures, obviously they but still have made the mark on pure road racing, and it'll never ever go away, will it?
Oh no. Never will. Also we've got to shout out the North West. Well, I think we've got to mention just briefly the weather, that they sometimes don't have the best of luck, do they, unfortunately?
Well, the thing is, we live in a temperate climate, is what it's called, I think. And of course all our weather, well, a lot of it, comes from off the Atlantic, and through no fault of the way it's laid out, Alan gets the brunt of it before the rest of us get it, and they get a lot of rain, and then we come down to the delays, and then we come down to the, we're not racing in this, you can race in this. Well, they've taken that ruling away at the Isle of Man. Either you like that or you don't like it. I can't comment on that because I'm not a racer. So that doesn't arise on the Isle of Man, but it does on the Northwest Triangle course. And in my opinion, unless the clerk of the court says, "Whoop, that's it, we're not racing," I think it's up to the riders. If they want to race, they race. If they don't, they don't. And that's how I see it. So, you know, a lot of riders like riding racing in the wet.
I mean, for example,
and a lot don't. I mean, Steve Hislop didn't like racing in the wet, No disrespect to the great man, and John don't like racing in the rain, does he?
No.
And great respect there. I mean, you know, but that's his opinion, and that's fair enough, and that's how I think is how it should be. Obviously, if it's absolutely banging and it's thick fog and what have you and stuff like that, the clerk of the course, obviously got the experience, just call it, you know, race another day. We you know, the game's got high risk as it is, the sport. We don't need to...
I mean, well, speaking of the clerk of the course, I mean, I've never met Mervyn White, but I mean, I think you've got to take your hat off to him for...
Well, the pressure that the person at the top, the pressure, no matter what he says or what he does, he can't please everybody. He can't.
No.
And that's just the way it is. It's like people turn around and say, well, they're out racing in the wet. And my answer to that is, get your levers on then and you'll go banging on that back straight at 180, 200 mile an hour in the rain. Mm. You know, it's in my opinion, it's thingy enough in the blooming dry. Never mind, they're all superheroes, aren't they?
100 trillion percent. I think is infinity the highest number we get.
Yeah, the highest number is infinity.
Well, speaking of the news this week, unfortunately, the Manx Supreme Classic TT have been cancelled because of obvious reasons. But you'd like to say, Stephen, a big thanks to the Steam Packet, the way they've handled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first one to moan and complain about the Steam Packet Company. Well, the steam, bit of a nickname is the Steam Racket Company. But well, as regards to TT, I've got to say thanks to the Steam Packet Company because they've offered full refunds. They've been in touch and said if you want to transfer over to next year, there's not a problem. We'll do all that for you. And that's what we've done. And so that's great. And they're doing exactly the same with the Classic and the Manx. So thanks, Steam Packet. That's my opinion. Some of you guys listening out there might think of it. If you have, drop us a note. You know, we're here to debate things, aren't we, and talk about things. So if you've got any questions or anything, just get in touch with us and we'll if we can put our heads together, we can come up with a bit of an answer. Might be a different answer, don't you know, we're used to, but hey ho, what's that, you know?
Also in the news, well, I've been writing a few stats-based articles. Taz Racing, statistically, in terms of victories, are the most successful international roads team from the past decade, with over 50 victories. Padgett's Racing is the most successful in terms of podiums, with 84.
Yeah, well, it's been racing for a long time. Padgett's and Taz been racing for a long
time.
Yeah,
Taz have,
yeah. Because obviously Hector, he set it all up, didn't he?
Hector and Philly.
So, yeah, they've brought on some riders, haven't they? Buff, haven't they?
Oh, both have, yeah. What else has there been this week? Will the virtual TT happen? We're not sure. I've read a recent report from Manx Radio.
It's got technical issues.
I'm not sure. Well, I think it's a bit complicated at the moment, but hopefully it'll happen.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be all a boost for everybody to say nothing can replace the real.
It would be
something positive. And
I'm just wondering if the RTV4 will rerun the programmes from the TT last year.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, that.
That'd be good, wouldn't it, to put the races on.
Yeah.
And maybe if they could get a couple of interviews with a few of the guys who would be competing this year. Just to see what, you know, that'd be good.
Yeah, they may
be doing something like that behind the scenes now, who knows?
Because of the lockdown, you can still do live videos, can't you, obviously?
Yeah, they can still interview the guys and that. I think they'd only be too pleased to do that anyhow.
Fully agree. Obviously, there's lots of road racing programmes on TV at the moment. Reruns.
Well, yeah, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock tonight, it was Enniskillen.
Enniskillen was all day, yeah. Great character. It's Forrest Dunn, take a well deserved. Yeah.
Is Forrest Dunn from Cornwall?
Yeah, Foulmouth Cornwall.
Yeah.
They named the Cornwall Flyer.
Yeah, that's an original name, isn't it?
Then our top rider is Forrest, as mentioned, he's improving all the time.
Yeah.
On the roads is Forrest. The Cookstown 100. The organisers for the Cookstown are still hoping it will go ahead in September.
Right.
Fingers crossed. Same for the Macau Grand Prix. They're still optimistic in November, so there's obviously a longer period of time until then.
I think a lot of all this depends on all the other countries and continents.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Get on in the world.
Yep.
I think that's got a big thing to do with it. It's like here, isn't it? We could get sorted out here. And if other countries aren't keeping up or whatever, but anyway,
we're not talking about that, are we?
We're sick to death for talking about.
And also, we're not experts on it. And
no, I'm not Dr. Zhivago.
Well, last week's 10 question challenge, classic 10 question challenge, I showcased was up with Steve Plater. Today's is with Chung Wai On, first racer from Chinese origin to compete at the TT in the 21st century in 2013. Well, the answers to the questions were favourite national roads meeting Macau Grand Prix, his favourite racing bike a TZ125 Yamaha, a race within 2006 Chinese Championship, love the sound and the smell of the two strokes. I think that's the same for a lot of people, isn't it?
I can yeah, see where he's coming from there.
Best part about competing on the roads, every part is so exciting and challenging. For instance, when as a TT newcomer in 2013, learning the name of each corner on the mountain course, plus each section of the Manx roads, was a unique and great challenge. TT Northwest 200 Ulster Grand Prix. I want to try the Northwest 200 one day. It's maybe easier to learn than the TT. I think that's a fair comment. The majority of people, majority of racers say that. Most respected rival, no rivals. His best roads moment so far, of course, completing the TT race. But I have also enjoyed winning four races at the Macau Grand Prix. Not many racers would say that. Is there one place or country in the world where you would like to see a roads meeting held? Would be a dream to have an event in Hong Kong or China. I believe recently they have held a Formula E event, a sort of street circuit in Hong Kong.
Have they?
I believe they have, I think.
Right.
I think the majority of street circuits for Formula E are held on street circuits. Not... not literally, I wouldn't say full on pure road races, but he's on a, in a public setting.
Yeah.
So, who's your road racing hero? One and only Joey Dunlop. After racing the TT, I found out more about him via the internet. You can tell why he's such a hero to so many. Supersport or superbike? Undecided. Pole position or fastest lap? Same as previous question. Undecided. Just a few facts. We're closing in on 17 years since Guy Martin claimed his first of eight. Yes, you're hearing that right. Eight Steve Henshaw International Gold Cup triumphs. All of us, man.
Well, a lot's changed in his life, hasn't it, over that time? A heck of a lot. Yeah, what was the first time they won? What was it?
2003.
Yeah, what bike was he on?
Team Racing Suzuki, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because we was up at the S's, weren't we? And, yeah. And he came by and the people next to us, they lived in Kermington.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, he's our neighbour. And I said, oh, was that? He says, oh, Guy Martin. I said, oh, are you really?
I always remember at the time thinking it was that, you know, because he beat Ian Locker, Ryan Farquhar, Bruce Anstey.
He did.
And well, the rest is history, innit, I think.
Well, it just finished, come back from a broken leg when he won the Gold Cup when Prince Philip was there.
2003.
Yeah.
It's 10 years since the IRRC series first began the International Road Racing Championship. It was known previously as the Three Nations Cup before it became the IRRC, because it was known as the Three Nations Cup because of events in the Netherlands, Belgium and Germany. That's grown and grown in prominence. Obviously, unfortunately for this year, the IRRC series has been cancelled because of obvious reasons, but they are hoping to have IRRC branded events, that's the best way to describe it, I'd say, later in the year in Horace and Froberg.
Very good.
Well, the Bamboozler. Well, last week I said about who was the last racer on a KTM to compete at the TT. It was the great Spanish racer, Antonio Maeso. Well, today's Bamboozler, I think it's maybe a bit slightly easier. I've tried to make it slightly easier, hopefully. But again, it depends what your knowledge is like on the sport. Can you name at least two former TT competitors who have dabbled with Formula 1, who have competed in the Formula 1 World Championship and also competed at the TT? Now, I know you know, Stephen, but we're not giving it away.
Oh, no, we're not giving it away. But before you wrap up for the week, anybody's got any questions? Not real hard questions, by the way. If we can possibly answer them,
I think we'll answer them.
Well, maybe have, but you've just got to keep reminding people, haven't you? And so well done, Stevie. Stevie,
thanks again to Steve for
putting it all together.
And also, always have to say, stay safe, keep positive, and keep thinking positive. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is lots of light at the end of the tunnel.
Lots of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And we'll speak
again next week.
Yeah. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.